songs of grief with the yellow beer and fear the size. For all the times I've tried.
Welcome to Court Appointed, Two Dudes' Perspective on Legal Frivolity. I'm your co-host, Mike Meadows. I'm a lawyer and a dude.
And I'm your other co-host, Tommy Smurl. And I am just a dude.
Thanks to Ashley Riedling for suggesting our topic today on Court Appointed on our Court Appointed Facebook page. We're going to be talking today about Kanye West and Taylor Swift and the phone call controversy.
First, we have an update from our last broadcast. Do you remember the old, what was it, Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah.
You remember that show? Robert yeah. Stack. And he would say, you know, we caught somebody from the show last time. They have an update. Well, I've got an update from our last one there about Pokemans.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to go ahead and let everybody know this is Broken Arrow. I have no idea what I'm about to hear. We're off script here. This is not anything I'm briefed for. Hopefully there's no legal questions presented here that I'm not ready for.
No, actually, I'm going to give you credit. You have warned our listening audience to something that has taken place just since our last broadcast. I mean, you may be on the forefront of this. We could represent everybody when we get them together in a class action suit, and you can be the lawyer to do that and make it rain.
Okay.
You mean, when we're talking about those Pokemans and you're putting out those lures and you're getting people and you say people have been robbed from it.
Yeah.
All right. And earlier this week in Las Vegas, four people were out in a park in Las Vegas at 4 a.m., which I doubt is a good idea, although I'm not familiar enough with Vegas to know that. But still, they're out there. And they were robbed at gunpoint by a guy while they were out hunting Pokemans. Now, it ended up that it was a guy was out there with a gun and there was a juvenile driving the car. But they robbed these four people and the police had not ascertained whether they lured them there and robbed them or whether the guys just happened to be there and happened upon them. But it's just like you said that people were doing that. And it just so happened one of those Pokemans was armed with more than just his little Pokeballs. He had, that didn't sound right, did it? I don't know what kind of balls he had, but I mean, he was carrying a weapon. He had a concealed carry permit.
Oh,
he was carrying a weapon. So he decided to engage the robber in a shootout and they started shooting at each other and they both ended up shot, the robber and the Pokemon guy.
Wow.
So, but they did live. They didn't die. But then, and also Columbus, Ohio, 26-year-old dude and his girl were out somewhere in a park and they're hunting Pokemans. And a 14-year-old kid comes up to him and says, can I use your phone? I'm having problems. I need to call my mom. He says, sure. The kid grabs his phone and takes off running with it. And when he goes to chase him, another 14-year-old kid hits him over the head and shoots him three times.
Wow.
So let there be a warning to you, Pokemon guys. You need more with you than just your little Pokeballs. You need something else to keep the element off your back.
More than your Pokeballs.
But you were on the cutting edge of that. You warned everybody they'll do that. And sure enough, there's two prime cases. Be careful. It says be alert when you're out and around. Seems you need a little bit more warning than that. I am not going to be in the park at 4 a.m. hunting Pokemans. I'll tell you that.
You know what I've always wondered? I've wondered, how do we get news from Las Vegas? Because I've always heard what happens in Las Vegas stays in Vegas.
Well, that's true. If somebody, there's a leak. We have to figure out where the leak is coming from.
We just switched roles there. I made the dad joke.
That's true. Yeah, but you've been hanging around me long enough. It ought to be rubbing off.
Yeah, it's going to eventually. I'll be cracking dad jokes with the best of them.
All right, sorry, I got you off topic, but I had to give that update.
Yeah, that's
when I read that after what you had tried to warn our listeners about.
Yeah, be aware when you're playing Pokemon Go and have more than your Pokeballs.
That's right. Your little Pokeballs are no match for a gun.
There goes our clean rating.
I also want to give you credit today for coming in and you're actually dressed and looking very lawyery in your suit and tie and everything, whereas I guess I'm dressed more dudely in my shorts and t-shirt.
That is true. I'm looking like a lawyer and you are looking like a dude with your Paddy's Irish Pub t-shirt.
Well, I figure we'll get right into the roles there.
Method podcasting. We're on the cutting edge of it here. So since we're talking about Kanye and Taylor Swift, obviously we're going to be talking about recording phone calls and wiretapping, things like that. So do you know what took place in the news with Kanye and Taylor Swift, Tommy?
To a degree, I do. Kanye called up Taylor to say, I'm going to mention you in a song. And he was recording the conversation while they were doing it. And according to his side, he got complete agreement that she was down with it. And according to her side, she did not. Well, now in the meantime, his wife, Kim Kardashian, releases the tape where they had recorded the conversation, and she didn't know about it. And in the conversation, you know, it depends on, you know, in California or something, I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Right.
What I heard. That's yep. just off of Entertainment Tonight. That's where I get most of my news of entertainment value.
I love where you get all your legal knowledge is from E.T.
I told you it's all from TV.
When I was growing up, I always thought E.T. was had to do with the movie. E.T. And I was like, man, they were really talking about this movie for a long time.
E.T. phone home.
Yeah. As long as you can record it, E.T., as long as you have consent. So the thing that's kind of interesting about this, and I think you were pretty much spot on with the controversy, is what took place. I don't really know a whole lot about it either. I mean, just from what I've seen on Entertainment Tonight as well.
Well, so you see, it's a good source.
It is a good source.
I might apply for a degree. I might be up to par there, past the bar.
Well,
I rarely pass a bar.
I don't think that the legal things you're getting from ET is enough, but probably the gossip and what took place is probably fine. So,
well, I figure since I'm involved in community theater, I've got to keep up on that because all those actors are my fellow people.
That's true.
I'm right on that. I'm right on that par with them.
Yeah, you're right there with Kim Kardashian.
A few levels removed.
So the thing he started to touch on is whether or not there was consent. And that's kind of the interesting thing, because this was a phone call, I believe, between multiple states. And California has what's called two-party or all-party with regard to these phone calls. So basically, if you are recording a phone call in California, both parties have to have consent. So that is pretty much the minority of states have the two-party laws. California has that, Florida has that, I think Illinois. I think there's about 12 states that have this two-party or all-party where everybody has to agree to be recorded. Most states have what's called a one-party. So that just means that one party has to be in agreement that the phone call could be recorded. And it can be the same person who's actually doing the recording. So, for example, I could give you a phone call. I agree to record it myself and don't tell you about it, and I record our phone call and I'm fine. So that's kind of the difference between one party versus two party.
Well, I kind of figure where Kanye's involved, it's always an all party. All party.
is that a Kanye?
Whatever state he's in. Yeah, that's not a Kanye imitation. I haven't heard him enough to do an imitation.
I didn't know if that was a Kanye song.
It could be. Who knows? It sounds like one. All party. No.
You're quite the rapper. So
don't get me started on that. That will go downhill quick.
Can you rap?
No, I wouldn't attempt it.
Okay. Maybe we'll do it some other time.
I don't think we will.
No,
that's not on my bucket list.
Well, Riley can do it pretty well. We have the proof of that.
Yeah, that's right.
So the, what were we talking about? Oh yeah. This is happening. You get me off track.
Counselor, do you have notes? I object.
So the interesting thing is I was talking about is whether or not the one party or two party law would apply, because it was over across state lines. So typically whenever you have something that goes across state lines, that's when you have a federal law, which can be invoked.
So you're saying if one of them's in an all state or two party one and the other's in a one party one, then you have a conflict of who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah, you have a conflict of law. And there's a lot of, you can go on and on about conflict of laws, and that's usually a section like a bar exam and things like that, so it can get pretty in-depth. But the interesting thing is there's actually a federal law which deals with recording. And the federal law says it only has to be one party. That's 18 U.S.C. 2511 Section 2, Section D, for all you following out there in your U.S. code books.
I was just reading mine the other day. I must have missed that part.
So the interesting thing is a lot of times you don't have these laws that overlap between state and federal jurisdictions, because usually whenever there is a federal law, it preempts the states from having kind of duplicitous type laws on the books with regards to this. So, so basically, let me give you a brief primer on federal law, and I thought we could kind of go down this. It'd be kind of interesting because I want to see your take on constitutional law.
Constitutional law.
Yes, this is going to be a quick and dirty con law class. Or
I was in 1776. I might be up to date on this.
Really?
That was a Declaration of Independence. I guess that had nothing to do with the Constitution.
No, it came a little bit after, but I mean, that's still pretty revolutionary, right?
Well, there you go. You put your John Hancock on it.
So federal law can only apply to the states pretty much if there's some sort of specific power granted to the federal government by the Constitution. So if it's not in the Constitution saying like there's exactly something that the federal law can do or control the states with, then it sometimes is struck down as not legal. So a lot of times what the federal government does is they try to reach into the Constitution to find ways that they can pass law which controls the states. And if it's not actually in the Constitution, sometimes they'll try to read between the lines into the penumbras.
The what?
The penumbras.
The penumbras?
Yes. Penumbra.
Is that like pneumonia?
Pneumonia.
Yeah. It's like that extra P stuck on the front of a word that you don't hear.
No, it's actually...
Is that like numbers, but with a P in front of it?
It's like numbra, but with a...
Numbra.
Numbra with a P in front of it. Maybe...
Numbra. Numbro.
How about pin with an umbra?
Pin with an umbra?
Yeah.
Penumbra.
Which is actually...
It's another fine penumbra you've gotten us into.
It actually comes from Latin. Two words. The first word is piney, which means almost, and umbra, which means shadow. So it's
almost shadow.
Yeah. So it's like, it's like in the shadows of the Constitution. So it's not actually in there, but it's kind of implicit in between the lines.
I took Latin in junior high school.
Yeah.
Gallia est in Europa. Femini et puellae est pulcri.
You're eating at a pretty woman's house?
Almost.
Wow. Shout out to my Latin teacher, Mrs. Warner.
I didn't know too much. That's about it. Gallia est in Europa means France is in Europe.
Oh.
And femini et puellae, or women and girls, est pulcri, are beautiful.
Oh, where did I get dinner?
I don't know. You got dinner?
Well, it is almost dinner time. I got maybe.
Your stomach's rumbling.
I'm kind of hungry.
You're just thinking about food. Stay on topic. We've got to know whether we're putting Kanye in jail or not.
Okay. So whenever there are these penumbras, that's where they try to get their power to control the states. And it's kind of a constant struggle between state power and federal power. A lot of times, the federal power is derived from what's called the Commerce Clause. And the Commerce Clause is basically this clause in the Constitution that has been used to control the states, especially since after the New Deal over the years. So like whenever you hear federal road funds, you always hear governments talking about that, about the federal government giving road funds and things like that. That's through the Commerce Clause, because that affects basically interstate commerce. So since it touches on interstate commerce between the states, the government can actually control that and give you money for that. And a lot of different laws that the government passes are based on this Commerce Clause, because it's in between the states.
I thought Commerce Clause was Santa Claus's brother who took care of the finances at the North Pole. Silly me, all this time. Commerce Clause. We got another invoice. Send it to Commerce Clause. He'll know what to do with it.
Ho, ho, ho. Commerce Clause.
Instead of ho, 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 it's show me the money.
So, this is so much fun. Just throw these things out and see what you talk about. So the Commerce Clause was, like I said, was very broadly interpreted, especially after the New Deal, until a case called U.S. v. Lopez, which took place in 1995. There's actually a case, or the Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990, that the Congress passed to basically limit guns not to be allowed on schools, in all the states. And so they tried to pass this under the guise of being related to interstate commerce. Well, finally, the Supreme Court said, no, you know what? This is getting a little bit too far. litigating, or not litigating, but limiting guns on school campuses across states is not really related to the Commerce Clause. So they overturned that, saying that it didn't apply. So that was kind of a landmark case. So basically, whenever you have these phone calls that are made, a lot of times that's why Congress can talk about them, is because they apply to interstate phone calls.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the whole protection, the federal law being in place, is to protect commerce.
Right. Well, there's a lot of different ways that they can kind of protect it, but that's one they use a lot.
It sounds like they snuck in the back door to me on that.
Welcome to our government.
Well, that sounds a little bit activist-like.
Yeah.
Well, we're just ordinary dudes. Well, you're a lawyer ordinary dude, but still, we're just ordinary dudes.
I wasn't really much of an activist until I went to law school, because then I started kind of seeing
how... Learned all the secrets.
Oh, I saw how the sausage was made, and it was just kind of ugly, and I was like, oh.
But the burning question that inquiry minds want to know is Kanye going to go to jail? What's the deal here? What did we do? Don't they both live in California? I don't know. You see Taylor Swift buying houses all over the place. So I don't know where she was, but what do we think the outcome is? Is there anything to that?
Well, I don't think so. And I think it may not even turn on whether or not where she was or what state she was in. And that's kind of the interesting thing. Because if you noticed in the video, and I actually watched it, whenever she was talking, and I guess, and this is the interesting thing, I guess.
That probably wasn't the Kim Kardashian video you were looking for, but go ahead.
And I think that, I think the interesting thing is that she filmed it on Snapchat. And I just, that's amazing to me. I don't even know how Snapchat works. I think the videos go away, so I don't know why you
do
that.
I don't know how the Pokemans work, so don't ask me about Snapchat.
Yeah, so that's something for a different day. But anyway, but if you watch the videos that she posted, whenever Kanye's talking to Taylor Swift on there, he's on speakerphone, and there's other people actually talking in the background. So she was on speakerphone talking to everybody. So... the problem with that, do you see any problem with that? Maybe if you're trying to say that, present an argument that you didn't agree to it being recorded?
Well, only that if you didn't agree to it being recorded, meaning that you didn't agree, you thought it was a private conversation. Obviously, if it's on a speakerphone, you can hear the people talking. It's not private. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily it's being recorded, but at least not private, because you may not know who else is in the room that could hear it.
Yeah, that's actually right on.
Well, every time, once in a while, even a dude will find
Was there a Law and Order episode on this? Or?
There probably was. Well, you don't know this, but way back in the 70s, I actually had one semester of business law. Oh. Someday I'm going to whip that out on you, and we'll see how much this dude knows.
I'm shaking in my legal briefs.
That's not till later.
That's right. I was trying to wrap it up early.
No.
So, yeah, you're exactly right. The expectation of privacy defense. A lot of these states that do have the two-party consent have something on the books which says that basically if you had no reasonable expectation of privacy, that you can't later come on and say, well, I didn't consent to that phone call because you didn't have a reasonable expectation of privacy. So,
the interesting, yeah. So what we're saying is regardless of where they were calling from and all that, that probably taking that away removes the expectation of privacy, and therefore they can't prosecute him. It's just going to be a he said, she said thing.
Well, no, I mean, most likely the actual evidence shows that she was talking on speakerphone. There are other people in the room. So I think it's pretty clear cut. Not a he said, she said, it's clear cut that she really had no reasonable expectation of privacy.
Well,
especially,
but I mean, as far as whether she consented to be in his song or not.
Oh, well, that part.
That's up in the air as to how exactly it was worded and what she knew and didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, the lyrics to that song are, I don't know why she would consent to it. It's kind of something about made her famous and having sex with her or something. I don't know.
And he calls her the B word.
Yeah. So I don't really know why anybody would consent to that, but.
I don't either, but I don't think he told her all that. I think that he's told her a little bit of it, just enough to get an okay. And she was going along. All I know is I hope someday that he wins some kind of award and somebody walks up and just snatches it right out of his damn hand. because...
Well, hold on. I'm gonna let you finish that thought. Yeah. But first, see, that's what he said when he was...
Oh, and it worked. I want to see somebody do that to him, get it back. And he just stands there and looks at him like, what happened?
The important thing is when you interrupt somebody, you got to say, I'm going to let you finish. It's the whole, like, you know, you put it all together. So it's like, you know, you're really like just button in there.
I remember my mother telling me about, I want to say that he said to, she was some kind of senator and her name was I'm a Hog. First name I'm a, last name Hog, and had a sister named Ura.
You're a Hog?
Yeah.
I'm a Hog. You're a Hog.
Yeah.
He's a Hog.
That's supposed to be true.
Really?
Yeah. I have to look that up.
Where was this?
I don't know where it was.
Oh.
She just told me about it. I'm a Hog and you're a Hog.
That sounds like maybe one of those Alabama things.
Well, it could be. I don't know. Hogs, Razorbacks are in Arkansas. Maybe it's Arkansas thing.
It's close.
Starts with an A.
Yeah. It's whatever. So not actually talking about whether or not, I don't know, maybe. Who do you think's right? Team Kanye, Team Swift? Are you for Yeezy or for...
I will never vote for Team Kanye.
You don't like Kanye?
Yeah, I don't like Kanye. I can't imagine there's too many people that do, other than Kim Kardashian.
I like Kanye. I like his music.
We'll have to agree to disagree on that.
It seems to be a common theme with some of these things we're talking about.
That's good. That's the opposing sides.
You did say that last episode too.
That's true.
What did we agree to disagree last time?
On Pokemans.
Oh yeah.
Maybe you were trying to tell me it was pronounced differently, but I know better.
Oh. So yeah, that was kind of a quick and dirty con law session discussing Kanye and Taylor Swift in their phone call. So,
well, you know, there's got to be some other cases that have other interests that we could go into.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about recording, one thing that comes to mind, it was a little bit before my time, was Watergate.
Yes, Watergate had to do with recordings. I don't know the full details on that, but something like that Nixon had put a recording system in the Oval Office so that he could record things going on in there for his own benefit. I mean, in other words, they were historical things, and here it was him doing something good for history.
Right.
And instead it backfired. And when news of these tapes came about and they were trying to prove this break-in at the Watergate Hotel, they found out these tapes existed, I guess, from somebody had spilled the beans. And so then they were ordering those tapes removed. I remember John Wayne weighed in on it.
Really?
Yeah. He said as far as he was concerned, if it was him, even if those tapes existed, he would put them on the lawn of the White House, pour gasoline on them, and burn them. They were his tapes, and he could do whatever he wanted with them.
Really? Mm-hmm. So basically John Wayne was a no-party consent. Or I guess he was one-party consent guy.
Yeah. They were saying that his tapes, he can do whatever he wants with them.
Yeah.
Well, I am not a crook.
Well, I didn't tell you this before we started this, but I've been recording this entire thing.
What? I don't consent.
It's too late.
But we weren't on a public, we weren't on a, what am I trying to say? The speakerphone. We're not on a speakerphone.
No.
See, when you forget the word speakerphone, man, what does that say? Where am I going?
It's time for dinner.
But
you did not have a expectation of privacy, I think probably because you're speaking into a large microphone and wearing headphones.
That's just so I can hear myself better.
That's right. So talking about expectation of privacy, there's some other cases too, which talk about it. Like whether or not if you're on your front porch and you're talking loudly, like, do you have a reasonable expectation of privacy in that environment? You know, if you're in a public place like a park or things like that.
If you're on your own curtilage.
If you're in your own curtilage, yes. Or on your curtilage. I don't know if you can be on curtilage. I think it's in curtilage.
In curtilage?
Yeah. So.
Don't in curtilage, Jim.
Well, I think that brings us to our final segment.
Legal briefs.
Briefs. So, this is the part of the show where we kind of recap what we just talked about.
Oh, this was going to be more difficult, I think, than the last one.
It is.
You went into a lot of deep stuff there. I had to really pay attention. So, I didn't take notes.
You're going to start taking notes now when we do this. And I, just so you know, Tommy has no idea ahead of time what legal brief we are going to be talking about. So it's completely
it's a shot in the dark
spot. Yes, that's right. All right. So first of all, one party.
One party. One party.
Yeah, what's the term one party mean?
What's the term one party? That means that only one person knows about it. Right? Huh? Or you have one party?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
one party knows that you're being recorded and the other one doesn't.
There you go. Okay. Those are the other things I was looking for.
It's full answer, just like on Jeopardy when they say start it with the question. So what is one party? What is nobody else knows?
Yeah, exactly. What is two party?
What is two party? That's twice one party.
That's right.
That means both parties understand. Or in Kanye's case, it's all party.
Because Kanye party don't stop. What?
Kanye don't stop. What? He doesn't stop. What? He don't stop till he gets the award out of your hand. That's what he don't stop.
This is going to be a difficult one. The Commerce Clause.
The Commerce Clause. Let's see. It's got nothing to do with the North Pole or Santa.
Ho, 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 ho.
The Commerce Clause is the clause in the law that covers things between states when there are is, I believe you used the word, duplicity of the law, and the federal law overrules both of them.
Close. The Commerce Clause is part of the Constitution that's used to put federal law, which applies to the states. So you're kind of close. And it's also, as many people don't actually know, Santa Claus's brother who makes sure that Santa Claus has the funds to finance all the toys to all the little good little boys and girls out there.
That's like deja vu. I swear I heard that before. Where did that come from?
Yeah, it's legal briefs. We're just recapping.
Where did you learn that? Just blew my mind.
And Penumbra.
Penumbra. Oh, man, I was talking about that so much. It's pin. It's almost shadow.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's almost shadow, but that's Latin. You'd have to know Latin to know that.
Yes.
And I studied Latin, even though it's a dead language. At least that's what they tell you. E pluribus unum.
Yes.
That's Latin, too.
It is.
Penumbra means... heck, I don't remember. After we got into the Latin stuff, I lost it.
That's the areas in between the actual written part of the Constitution where people try to find where things are implied. So, yeah.
Well, that's very good.
Yeah. You already kind of touched on this one. Expectation of privacy.
Expectation of privacy. That's when you're conducting your business, whether it's face-to-face or over the phone or whatever, and you consider that that's the only person you're talking to. And if there's other people that are listening in on it, that goes past your expectation of privacy.
Right. That doesn't really have to be just the phone. It could be like anywhere, like I said, a front porch or things like that too. So,
hey, what about these guys that call you up on the phone though? And they call you up and say, now this call may be monitored for quality assurance. And then they start into their sales spiel or whatever, trying to do that. I always feel like, what if I don't want them to record me or something? I mean, what should we do when somebody calls and says that? Should we say, no, stop the presses. Don't turn the thing off. I don't want to be recorded.
Well, it depends.
I'm a fugitive.
It depends on what the context of the call is. If it's somebody you don't really trust or don't want to talk to, I'd absolutely say that.
Well, but you don't know. I mean, these people just call you up and that's the first thing they hit you with. This call may be monitored.
Right.
Should we instantly say no?
Yeah, you could do that. Just hang up.
Well, yeah, you can hang up, but what if you wanted to go further? Sometimes I like to poke the bear a little bit, and just hanging up doesn't do it enough. I was, you know, why? No, you can't record it. Now what? Yeah. What?
Now what are you going to do?
Yeah, now what are you going to do? Turn that thing off, and then how do you know if they turn it off? What if you tell them to? How do you know if they do?
Well, I guess you don't actually know. But, I mean, assuming that they did, I mean, I guess you could sue them and try to find out through discovery if they did it or not. It seems, but I would just tell them no. Really, the best thing, if it's somebody who you don't want to record you, you could just tell them, send me everything in writing. Don't call me.
I'm thinking we should do that just to mess with them because I hate those calls anyway.
Yeah, you could.
No. What? I bet they're not trained for that, because usually they're reading off some kind of card anyway.
Well, it's like whenever you go to the like a Home Depot or something like that, and then, can we have your phone number? I'm like, no. And they just kind of look at me like, what? You said no? I'm like, no, I there's no reason you need my phone number.
You're gonna, can we send you emails?
You're going to sell it to someone, and then they're going to call me and harass me. So,
yeah.
One last legal brief question. And this one's slightly maybe not fair, because I didn't really talk about it much, but I threw it in there kind of subtly. Well, this will be bonus, this extra credit.
A bonus extra. I need extra credit because I missed one.
Yeezy.
Yeezy?
Yeezy.
Yeezy? Well, that's... Yeezy? That's the opposite of hard. That's like the guy that used to work with, and he said, I've had trouble with my years for years. Just Yeezy. Gets yeezier as you go.
It's actually...
Every year is yeezier and yeezier.
It's actually Kanye's nickname.
Yeezy?
Yeah, Yeezy. It comes from his last name, because his last name is spelled with Y-E at the end. So it's Y-E, like Yeezy. So what's his nickname? Kanye, Yeezy.
I never knew that. I'm not on a nickname basis with Kanye. He didn't invite me to any of his party. What?
Because Kanye party don't stop.
What?
All right.
Do they say what? Because I can't hear from the music.
It's too loud. It's too loud. You're too old.
Probably so. And too much fire.
Too much fire.
Yeah, he was on Saturday Night Live or something. They had all this fire going on up there while he was performing. It looked like fire. Hey, you couldn't see anything that was going on. It was all this fire everywhere.
He's a genius.
Yeah, if you don't believe it, just ask him. Hey, Zuckerberg, give me $23 million because I'm a genius. I'm the next Da Vinci. I'm the next Albert Einstein. Give me some money there. Invest in that. If you were an Albert Einstein, you wouldn't need $23 million and be going in the hole that far.
Maybe he needs to include Zuckerberg in one of his rap songs.
Yeah. You think that does it? If you include Zuckerberg in a rap song, then he gives you $23
million? I don't know.
Heck, you might hear me rap after all. Riley, write me a tune.
This is Court Appointed, and we're going to be rapping about Mark Zuckerberg today.
What rhymes with Zuckerberg, though? You're out of luck if you're going to do a rap and you got to rhyme something with Mark Zuckerberg.
You're out of Luckerberg if you're trying to rhyme Zuckerberg.
Now, that was a good one. Man, you've been hanging around me too long. You're going to get hit by a Truckerberg.
I can't even think of anything.
Oh, man.
Well,
$23 million will do that, huh?
And that's going to do it for this episode of Court Appointed. We'd like to thank MCRB for use of their song, Doctor, Lawyer, Indian Chief.
We'd also like to thank the McElroy Stable of Podcasts for the use of their recording studio. Their podcasts include My Brother and Me, Sawbones, Still Buffering, as well as many other fine offerings. And please, take the time to rate and review us on iTunes, especially if you liked us. If you didn't, well, not so much.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
We always edit that out, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I take care of that.
Okay, good job.
This has been Court Appointed. I'm Mike Meadows, your co-host. I'm a lawyer and a dude.
And I'm your other co-host, Tommy Smurl. And I am just a dude.